from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Afghanistan's first ever presidential election was plunged into controversy today, soon after voting began. There was sporadic violence leading up to the vote, culminating in a battle in central Afghanistan where U.S. forces say they killed 25 militants. And though many Afghans cast ballots with enthusiasm, opposition politicians are disputing the vote's legitimacy. We begin our coverage with a report from NPR's Philip Reeves in Kabul.
Election officials in Afghanistan echoed one another today. Yes, they said, people seemed eager to vote, and in some places lined up as the day began by the hundred. And yes, there was less violence than most expected, although three policemen escorting ballot boxes were killed afterwards in an ambush. But there was one problem shared by many. Ink. Baz Mohammed supervised voting at a station in the city of Ghazni.
Very easy to vote twice or three times. I come in here and vote, then I go to my house and clean my finger and go to another voting site and cast my vote there and then come and clean my finger and go to another one and vote three, cast three votes.
Voters' thumbs were supposed to be marked with indelible ink to prevent people voting more than once. But voters quickly discovered they could rub it off. Since many Afghans registered to vote at least twice, this theoretically cleared the path for them to do so. As word spread, there was an outburst from the 15 challengers to the US-backed interim president Hamid Karzai, who's the favorite to win. A group of candidates, claiming to speak for all 15, announced they wouldn't recognize the results and demanded the election be abandoned. Karzai responded by accusing them of betraying Afghanistan's new democracy.
Just because 15 candidates have said no doesn't mean that we must deny the rightfulness of millions of Afghan votes. Who is the right person here? 15 persons or millions of Afghans?
Karzai acknowledges, though, there's an issue that needs addressing.
The problem with the ink is my concern, too. But I'm not calling for a boycott. It's everybody's concern. They must allow time to the commission to decide on this. There's a process.
UN election officials say the ink problems are not as pervasive as candidates claimed. But this election's all about trying to strengthen the central government's legitimacy. For that, it's important the election should be seen by Afghans as credible. Ray Kennedy is a commissioner of Afghanistan's Joint Electoral Management Board.
We are not judging at this point. We need to let the process run its course. We need to hear everyone's complaints and statements regarding the election, and then we will make a judgment.
UN and Afghan officials are in damage control mode. They say they'll investigate and rule on the election's legitimacy in due course. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.